I'm proud to say that we were the first country in the world to ratify the Paris Agreement on climate change.
A video montage of world leaders beamed into the General Assembly Hall, adding to a cautious mood of celebration that a complex global treaty could become a reality before the year's end. The UN chief laid out the figures, saying that with 60 parties now ratifying the treaty as of Wednesday morning, all that was needed to bring it into force were pledges from a few more countries, representing 7.5% of global carbon emissions.
What once seemed impossible is now inevitable. I'm confident that by the time I leave office, the Paris Agreement will have entered into force. It will mark a new era of global cooperation. It will help accelerate efforts to protect the poor and the most vulnerable from increasing climate impact.
Several major polluters are signalling that their legislatures will join the agreement within weeks. But Secretary of State for the United States, John Kerry, said that with record high temperatures being set month after month, there was no time to lose. Many of those countries already feeling the worst impact of climate change are in Africa. The president of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, used his address to the UN General Assembly to draw attention to the environmental crisis faced by the inhabitants of the Lake Chad Basin. Rising temperatures, along with Boko Haram terrorist fighters, have wreaked havoc across the region, and the lake has been shrinking steadily over two decades. President Buhari said replenishing it should be an urgent international priority.
The means of livelihood of an estimated 30 million inhabitants of the Lake Chad Basin spread across Cameroon, Chad, Niger, Nigeria are being severely threatened. The cost of replenishing the lake has been put at $14 billion United States dollars under a five-year plan which should be accorded global attention.
And the president of Malawi, Peter Mutharika, also put climate change at the centre of his speech to world leaders, saying that real souls were suffering in developing countries everywhere as a result of environmental degradation.
When you speak of addressing the climate change problem, let us remember that there are real souls suffering the effects out there. We as a country will do our duty to humanity. I will sign the Paris Agreement on climate change here at the new headquarters. Malawi has already adopted a climate change policy which shall guide domestic implementation of the Paris Agreement.
Mr. Ban highlighted the meeting of the Montreal Protocol in Kigali, Rwanda, next month as another significant event in the battle against climate change. He urged those attending to reach global consensus on phasing down so-called HFC greenhouse gases. Matthew Wells, United Nations.